I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Lovely listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. In the studio with me, I have the honor of being joined by Sister Salma Khalfan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. So on the previous episode of Muslim Lady, we were talking about a woman's right in spousal selection, which is something that is overlooked in a lot of Muslim, I'm not going to say Islamic, Muslim society, sadly. And it's even more sad when we see how it echoes through the generations. And one Muslim woman who was forced into an extremely arranged marriage that she had absolutely no say in whatsoever and ended up with a man who has zero compatibility with her due to the demands of her father or her like crazy traditional family. You know, her misery just reflected into the misery of the generations after her.
Yeah.
And that is just so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And then that accumulates to a really miserable society. And a really miserable country. And then, I don't know, World War III happens.
That's right.
Stop forcing your daughters into marriages, people. It's not that hard.
Yeah, you know, sometimes Islam looks at the whole picture. Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
So it wants us to also look at the whole picture. We look at just one area of it.
Mm.
But if you looked at the whole picture, we would also prepare right now for Imam Zamana. Mm. Like we would say that our breath should be used in the right way. Our time should not be in a state of loss. Our time is the capital that we have, which is just melting away.
Yep.
So we should compensate that with what? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّابِرِ All these things are given to us. The formula is given to us. So it's very important to bear this in mind and look at the larger picture that religion has given us and not to lag behind in marriage especially because it makes the society in the long run. And in this regard, we see that Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, as far as marriage is concerned and the selection that a woman should do for herself, he has stated that women must be asked permission for their marriage, virgin or otherwise.
Mm.
And marriage is not correct without a permission.
And it's so interesting, Sister Salma, because even Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that there is no one suitable from her, from Adam Nabi Allah till Nabi Isa, supposedly. Among all the prophets that ever came and went, all the good people, no one is more suitable for her than Ali. Even in this case, Rasulullah asked her first.
Yeah.
Ali asked your hand for marriage. Are you cool with that? Are you good with that? Would you like to accept? And when we do the exact opposite for our own daughters, and then we have the audacity of saying, oh, it's the Islamic way of life, you know?
Yeah.
It's really ridiculous.
Sad. Islam allows so much privilege that a woman can talk, and many times with the intention of
marriage.
A man can do the same, like, you know, to find out the compatibility between a man and women, if they're the right partners, suitable partners, spouses for each other. And then also there's another tradition from Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam concerning a man who wanted to marry off his sister.
Mm-hmm.
So Imam said that she must be asked permission. If she is reticent, her silence is permission. However, marriage is not correct without the woman's, you know, permission, like consent.
It's not correct here. Yeah.
So this is for unmarried women.
We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, sisters, brothers, ladies, gentlemen. This is Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about a woman's right in spousal selection.
The women who have, you know, have been married before or divorced or something like that, or widowed, the jurisprudential law, the fiqhi law, is the permission of their father or grandfather is not necessary for her. She can herself, because she has the experience of what men to select and where she went wrong.
Yeah, she can spot the red flags.
Yes,
now.
Yes. So she can, of course, it's sad that sometimes even women get carried away in this matter. Mm. And, you know, when they're widowed or something, they probably don't get married at all. Or when they get married, they divorce, they choose the wrong partner again. Mm, because really they go wrong.
And they follow
again.
A pattern somehow. Yeah.
So it's good all in all to do mashwirat, you know, to seek advice.
Yes.
From your elders. You know, it's sometimes, it so happens that a girl wants to marry someone badly. And she convinces the family. And the family knows this is not good for her. And then she sees in life how, you know, everything goes wrong.
Apart,
she's divorced. She learns the hard way then.
Mm.
And Allah does not want her to learn the hard way. Sometimes she ends up with a child and she has to raise herself. So she struggles so much. And then you see that she can't get married to, sometimes it happens that it's sad that, you know, she can't get that partner that she always wanted to in her, like the way if she was a spinster or a virgin. Right?
Mm-mm.
So all this Allah sees to the interest that if you are a virgin, you have to ask permission from your parent, that is your father and your grandfather. Because a girl is on the emotional side more. She makes quickly decisions. She wants, if somebody, you know, just admires her.
Sweeps her off her feet.
Sweeps her off her feet, unfortunately. But she doesn't realize that there's something. And that's why the relationship with the father is very
so
important.
Yes.
That she can realize that how it is. That,
exactly.
You know, to converse. What qualities should you look for? And the father also makes that girl feel appreciated in the right way. That, you know, this is not all about it. Like, you know, like just admiration. No, admiring your qualities that you have. You know, your potentials that you have. Appreciating your personality.
I find, Sister Salma, that a lot of women who make bad choices regarding their partner is because they didn't have the proper support and connection with their parents.
Yeah.
Often women who had absent parents, had daddy issues, had estranged parents or fathers, ended up being in the wrong relationships as well. And to that woman, if you want to tell her that, well, get advice from someone, your elder or whatever, they're like, well, they weren't there to begin with.
Yeah.
Therapists are fine too, really. Go see a therapist. Go see a counselor.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Talk to a professional.
Yes, yes.
They can be so helpful.
Especially in the Islamic community, we have the scholars who can help you also.
Exactly.
Good scholars who could help you, can turn to them, right? And these days, like, we have so many areas to turn to. Like, if you go and see, we can write letters seeking advice through the email, through the internet, you know, like, we can get our good answers also. There's so many groups to guide people, to give hidayat. Only the heart should be open to accept it. That's the mistake we make. Iman is that, all about that. Heart should be open to accept the right, the truth. So, alhamdulillah, we have no excuse in that way. Like a woman who wants to make the choice of getting a partner. And all in all, like if she also was supposed to get a partner without the permission of the consent of her grandfather, it's because she's not a virgin anymore, or she is, but her father is not agreeing to her wishes that are halal, and she should still do mashwirat. Washawirhum fil amr. It's very good to do mashwirat, to discuss with your elders around you that what's wrong with this, and they will, of course, give you an idea if this is the right thing or the right choice or not. So basically, the whole thing is that they are, alhamdulillah, allowed to make a decision to get married with the spouse they want and to bring those offsprings that Allah wants them to be the leaders of the muttaqeen, right?
Beautiful. And
inshallah, that if a woman pays heed to this girl, or a father pays heed to this, he will raise his daughter in such a beautiful manner that she will be able to select the right partner, right?
Exactly. I think that more than anything just puts the responsibility on the father's shoulder.
Thank you.
I don't know why society sometimes misunderstands responsibility, mistakes responsibility for like control. And it's actually, it's a responsibility for the dad. Raise your daughter right, have a good relationship with her, equip her with the necessary tools to better herself and choose people who are better for her. And then we wouldn't have such sad lives.
Yeah, and when Islam lays those principles of responsibility also, you'll see there's so much compassion around it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not as if control is in dictatorship.
Exactly.
It's done with love.
Yeah.
There's so much like a stress in coming home and giving a gift first to the girl. Because she feels more, you know, like
exactly.
happy.
Yeah.
She appreciates more. Mm. She knows that she wants to be loved more. So it's like whenever Islam lays these rules, it's always balanced. Even a man is like the leader of the house. But how he should be so good to the wife, compassionate, foregoing, you know, spend for the wife as much. And the wife, Imam Ali says, now you be more balanced, like try to not be extravagant, try to be, you know, like stingy in the matter of
right,
home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try to save
frugal,
his money,
yeah.
save his, like, protect his amanat. Mm. So it's so balanced, you know. It's so beautiful the way humankind really loves that balance, that equilibrium of the mind. And that's what huwa alladhi anzala as-sakinata fi qulubil mu'minina liyazdadu imanan ma'a imanihi.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that means that he is the one to give that sakina, and that sakina is that equilibrium of the heart.
Beautiful.
And how does that come? With the laws. When you follow the laws, the heart feels balanced.
Peace.
That balanced feeling. So sakina is the feeling of that tranquility, which is not to the extravagant nor to the, you know, like the negligent side. You feel so much at ease in spite of the pains around you, the imtihan, but you're a tranquil feeling. And that's very important. And Allah increases your iman through that.
Mm,
he wants your faith to be increased through all these practices only. So Islamic practices are so beautiful that we just have to open our hearts and grasp them. And then we will see that we are moving towards that, you know, utmost perfection that Allah wants for us and that we also want together for ourselves, right? Allah doesn't need. We want to feel that feeling of happiness and perfection that we, you know, that feeling of achievement. And that's through all these rules, you know,
yep,
that Allah
yep.
has given us.
That was just a continuation of the topic we've been discussing during the last final series. And make sure to listen to them and join us for future episodes of Muslim Lady. Until then, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allah, Allahu Akbar.